With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
So, on to your next venture. Sure, this is a quickie, but always great to have you on the program. Trade deadline coming up, so Sean and I have been talking a lot about it. So they mentioned Patrick Kane on the TNT broadcast last night, possibly joining the Stars. I don't want it.
Oh, for God's sakes. No. Who hasn't mentioned Patrick?
Yeah, exactly. The salary's too steep. He's got an injury. Me personally, I'm not mortgaging the future for – he's a great player. But I'm just not doing it. So, I mean, if you want to pick up a piece.
Are you bringing a player in for the playoff run? Or are you bringing a player in to be part of the club for the next 3 years?
Exactly.
Which I don't know. I mean, you know, is Patrick Kane the same Patrick Kane he was 6-7 years ago? Probably not.
Yeah.
But is he still a good player? Absolutely. I said this on another show I was doing. When you have teams like this that are consistently good year long, and I think they've proven that they are. I'm not sure that. I think what you're doing is you're adding depth, and we'll see. I mean, hopefully Rupe is going to be back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I said this before. I he has pockets of injuries, and we know one that was during the playoffs and he couldn't play, and it was after warmups he couldn't play. So hopefully he's going to be healthy. But I think what you're doing is you're looking for depth. Depth players. You never have enough defensemen. You know, and I've been a fan of Ryan Suter, but he's lost a step.
Yes, he has.
You know, and I look at the pair that I think he was playing with Lundqvist last night as a pair.
Yeah.
Do you need a little depth there going deep in the playoffs?
That's where I'd go. And by the way, I didn't want to, I forgot to mention it. I think they should switch out Suter for Colin Miller on the power play.
Well, Collins, he was, to me, that was the sneaky move by Jim Neal.
It's great.
That's one that I don't think people knew unless you watched the game what you were actually getting.
Correct.
He's a good player. He's got an edge to him. If he has to drop the gloves, he will. He skates well. He makes good passes. He can get involved offensively. He was the one guy when all the moves were made. I'm like, nobody's talking about this guy, but that's maybe a good thing. So, but I agree. Ryan Suter is still a good defenseman. I'm not saying he's not, but I just look at, because I think when you have a team like this, sometimes the best thing to do as a general manager, you make a couple depth moves, and a couple days before the deadline, you walk into your room and you tell your player, listen, here's what we're doing. We're going to look to add a little bit of depth, but we believe in this team right now. You guys have proven all year long that you're a good hockey team, and there's a certain chemistry in their own. And again, I'm just assuming that there's a certain chemistry, because when teams, what would you do with the Boston Bruins? I mean, are you gonna tinker with the Boston Bruins right now? I don't think so. But again, they may add some depth in there. But then there are the GMs that'll say, listen, you know, because I'll tell you what, when we had good teams, and Mr. Hicks came down and talked to Bob Gainey and said, hey, what's going to get us over the hump? What's going to get us past Detroit? That was who he was concerned with. And it ended up being Brett Hull. That move paid off, didn't it? So Gainey went out there. And again, a big reason for that move was Bob had conversations with us and certain people. And can we handle that personality? And he was confident that we could handle Holly's personality because our group was really tight. And we were going to be able to, because we knew Holly, and Holly, you don't want to ever take Holly's personality away. Trust me. But he was the kind of player in St. Louis where you found him more often in the neutral zone when you were battling in front of your net. That was just the way he played. And he scored 70 plus goals. But, you know, and so he had to kind of be steered to come back a little bit closer to our end zone. And he did. And Hulley bought in and he played and look at what happened. And so you have to think about the chemistry of your team. What kind of player are you going to, because the Dallas Stars have brought in some players at times where people are going, you're not bringing this guy in. And I don't mean Sean Avery. Oh yes, I do, Sean. But that was a Brett Hull move too. Hull was the GM. I mean, talk about imploding on you. And everybody's like, Sean Avery, why are we doing this?
True.
You know? So anyways, they have a good temperature on their team. They know what goes on in that room and how tight they are. And my personal opinion, I don't know how many people would agree with this, but if I'm a GM, I'm going to my captain and having conversations that won't go any further than the two of them talking and saying, hey, we're thinking about this, we're thinking about that. And I would say, well, who are you thinking about moving? And because I think, I mean, if you want the temperature of the room, you go to your leaders on your team. And when GMs and scouts and all these smart people know every player in the NHL, players know better. Even if they're not friends with them, they know someone that knows someone that knows someone. And they can get, listen, he's a great teammate. You might think he's a great teammate, but here's this. So there's, and again, I'm not saying nothing that probably isn't new to anybody, but I don't know if they have that type of practice. But I look at the chemistry of our room and I just say, okay, you know, we need a shakeup. We need to move somebody. Or no, we're not going to, we don't want to disrupt what's going on here. So
I think those are great knowledge bombs. He's Craig Ludwig. I'm Gavin Spittle. You've been listening to Spits and Suds. Spread the word. It's a podcast that happens 3 times a week, and hopefully you're enjoying it, and it's hockey talk that we need here in Dallas-Fort Worth, so to speak. So thanks, as always, for joining us, Craig, and we'll be back tomorrow with another episode following, hopefully, 2 points in L.A. against the Kings, and Sean Shapiro will join me tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone.